Okay. Sir, we're going to release the text. Sorry.
Sure.
Also, it's better you put out the text on that cancer. I finished that in my purposes. But I thought that if you'd like it, since we were going to kick off the next morning or whatever, that you could give that out the night before.
Sorry. Right.
But the assholes are at you. And go out and get drunk.
All right.
Okay. I mean, on Wednesday night.
Yes, sir.
I was Kentucky. They pay their respects to their favorite son.
Yes, sir. It's nice. They're really supportive of it.
You've got anything that's part of it.
It was a good opportunity to talk about, you know, a lot of the things. You know, I observed here, I said the whole speech talking about
sure.
What you and how you were in the office and talked about the Soviet Union. They really sparked in that story about the three collective leaders walking in the door and you walk in alone from the other door. First words, if you say you were a gentleman, I've been an anti-communist all my life. I want you to
were you there when that happened?
Yes, sir. And I want you to know that my position hasn't changed. It was the silence for a while. The proceedings said, we know, we well deserved reputation. And I said, it was on that note of reality that these historic negotiations began. They get up and again, each year because it shows, you see, that, you have it.
I had forgotten it was said exactly that way.
Yes, sir.
I brought it in and I know. That's what it started out.
And then talking about, my option. Another thing that I did, which was effective, and I hadn't done this before, was a quote from your acceptance speech where you said, in addition to that, I made this solemn commitment to, consecrate all I can.
Sorry, that was 68.
That's right. Your acceptance speech in 69. Your inaugural address.
Inaugural, yeah.
Right. To achieve world peace.
Yeah.
And then refer to what you've done in terms of the sort of accomplishment.
When you think of all the Asian crowns.
Yes, sir.
And the China-Russia thing.
But they are really responsive to that.
Yep. Like you start talking about international monetary banks and communism, big deal, Schultz, Harvard. It is to this crowd. I think that we're to the average person they know what the Christ is all about. Do they?
No.
It's all right. It's important. It's what I'm supposed to be doing. Right? It doesn't do any harm.
Louis Nunn was there, had some great things to say. He's very popular. I think he's going to do all right.
Yeah.
Gene Snyder was there. He's kind of a nut.
Gene Snyder?
Yeah.
Bircher.
But
he's our friend. Well, he has to be.
The place I really enjoyed was going back to the high school, though, out on the football field. And again,
your high school?
Yes, sir. And again, that gave me an opportunity to talk about, the important thing, is relating to football.
Yeah.
Not making the team, but not getting up again and fighting. And I referred to
Henry, he wanted you to say that McGovern's playing policy. I don't recognize, never referred to him by name, never referred to him. Always say, I'm not going to comment on what he said. I'm going to say, here is, here are the facts. The facts are that we think that we go that people have been left home as soon as possible. It's their choices whether they want to go. And they have its own form, not your own money.
That's where I'm at.
Many people, and no one, you could say, no one should play politics with this, so, this business. And we're certainly not in line. But I would be very careful that they don't have a quote out of here. Well, that makes some quotes, I'm trying to, but I just don't like it. For us, the White House, ever to dignify it. Now, he's driving them up the cockpit wall for me. You see, I don't mention some of the pictures. I never say a word. I think it's very important that you just play it that way. I just don't end it. Yep, exactly what you and I agree on.
That statement he's got now, I think,
just what's the fact?
One other thing, Mr. President, before I go away, I wanted to check with you. You're going to announce today the formation of an anti-terror cabinet level committee. It's
pure. I agree with him.
He did when we said you
he's
wanted
chairman.
It. He's chairman of it.
Well, the Prime thinks he should be for it.
The reason we do it, Mr. President, it's good for your meeting with the Jewish leaders tomorrow. The Israelis want it. It doesn't cost us a goddamn thing. It's like the narcotics.
Let's put the head of the FBI on him. Sure. I don't want to just have a bunch of jerks in city.
No. It's a cabinet-level committee. It gives rise to a lot of prestige.
Well, fine. Let's put both Helms and Rock and put ex-official both Helms and Pat Gray on.
Good.
Ex-official, all right?
Easy to do. Secondly, I talked about the interest now about your meeting with the Jewish leaders. He thinks it would be good if you made a brief opening statement. And he said the way to handle it is, don't let them ask you too many questions. You should say, I'm writing it out, and you'll get it. You should say, look, our policy has been consistent. Every abandon that goes to Israel was put in by my administration. 2/3 of the Skyhawks.
Give me that.
We have supported Israel. We've done it not for the election. We've done it for 4 years, and I would say we'll continue to do it, because in that area, we'll continue to support them.
I want to say I made no big promises before the elections, and I'm going to be very cold-blooded with them, and I said I'm quite aware of the fact that I had very little support from the Jewish community, and you're aware of that fact, but I did it because I believe that Israel's interests are our interests. That's why I was supporting
it. That's right. I don't change my view. Just 4 weeks before the election, or will I change it after the election? Rabin says if you give them that feeling, they'll be, and then you can say, now, as for the immigration, I've also talked to Javits about it without telling him, and he said that would be the line that would go well. He said, as for the immigration, I would say we oppose this policy, or we oppose it, but we have to handle it in our own way and in the context of this general commitment. Now, one other thing that Rabin.
Before you remember the other thing, let me say the way I thought I would handle the immigration. I will say now, a lot of you are not as aware of the conversations I have had with the Prime Minister, and I have a very close relationship with her. She calls me on the phone many times. We don't read about the press. And I said, she knows, and she can count. She knows that when people talk loosely about the fact, well, we'll send American forces to help Israel. I said, how are they going to go swim? I said, the main thing, I said, I talked to her about this, I said, we don't want your men. She said, give us the arms. We keep hold the ring against the Russians. I said, that's what we're doing. I'm going to stick it to them on that.
Right.
I think the other point that needs to be made to them also, I said, one thing is that over the past 4 years, whether it's with China, Russia, any other areas, we've always done a lot more. I'm not going to tell you what we've done, but I just want you to know this is what I believe for these people. But I know you've got to trust me as to the best way to do it.
Excellent.
Something like that.
And I wouldn't go into any further detail.
I can.
Now, Rabin told me that that McGovern, when he talked to this group, talked a lot about the UN, and he said that turned them all off. And so you can get in a crack at the UN. We're not counting at the UN. We're doing it ourselves or something.
That's right.
Secondly, Rabin told me, and I'm going to mention this to Haldeman, that that Gary Hart gave a speech at George Washington University last week saying every time Israel makes a move against Lebanon or Syria, the United States should publicly condemn it. And he said we ought to get that out, and he said we don't really, and he'd get it out for us if we
said. Why do we want to get it out? Does he mean we ought to publicly condemn it?
Gary Hart said we ought to condemn Israel every time it moves against it.
Good God, really?
Yeah.
Maybe
I'll tell him right now. But he says if anybody here takes Gary Hart on, he will see to it that it will go all over the Jewish community. He just has to have a peg to hang it on. I mean, Rabin is all out on our side.
He said that, the son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, we've been very careful about that. We think Israel should, we should have them privately, you know.
That's right.
Never publicly.
That's right. That's why you mentioned it.
I think Gary Hart's anti-Semitic, though.
Oh, yeah. Rick Stearns is definitely anti-Semitic.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Stearns is the one that's anti-Semitic. Why is it that in that crowd they would have that sort of anti-Semitism when you tell me? What in the name of God? Because he's got to have the Jewish shoulders. Why are they? And Mackiewicz is. No, he isn't Jewish. He's in Lebanese, isn't he?
He's probably Jewish.
It doesn't make any difference. But the point is, why are they digging on?
Because they're radicals. Well, they are stupid, but they're doctrinaire. These radicals now, they're forming an international radical movement.
And so therefore they're on the side of
the Arab
and the guerrillas. There it is. Of course, they're going to run a big lot of riots against us when the Germans won all the time.
I think that helps you.
Yeah,
they predict. Okay, well, I'll be off. And so let's go with that anti-Arab movement.
I'm glad you insisted that I make this historic speech to the International Monetary Fund.
It's an awful speech, but it makes you, it identifies you.
What else could you say? I worked on it over the weekend. I put it in the print out a little bit.
God, I think in the light of what's going to happen tomorrow with Schulte's speech.
What?
In the light of Schulte's speech.
Oh, yeah.
Which you identify with.
Oh, yeah.
It will give you an indication for constructive leadership. And I've got word to Pompidou ahead of time and to me that they're both delighted to send messages over to me.
The Pompidou and he said what?
About the substance of which direction we are going.
Oh, yeah. And that we want them to know.